You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Please welcome Melissa McCarthy. Yes!
Yes, guys.
Yes!
I've never done this before.
Yes! Every single time I see you, there is a joy that fills my body that I cannot control. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Wow, thanks.
This is really exciting for so many reasons. One, because everybody loves you. You're one of the funniest human beings in existence. And genuinely, this film that you are in is getting Oscar buzz, and I think for all the right reasons. Like, you are phenomenal in this movie, and you're playing a character you've never played before.
No, I'm playing Lee Israel is the main character. She is a real person, or was a real person. She's a difficult, prickly, challenging writer who suddenly was told she was obsolete and was no longer allowed to write, kind of got backed into a corner and started forging and impersonating literary letters of, like, just greats of Dorothy Parker, Doyle Coward, and then was caught by the FBI. So, no, it's the first time with her, but I really kind of loved her.
That's an interesting idea, because when you watch this character and when you watch this movie, the whole movie I was waiting to like her. I was like, oh, I'm going to like her. It's Melissa McCarthy. I'm going to like this character. And then I was like, I kind of hate her.
Oh.
And then it started changing again. Then I was like, no, she's hustling. Like, it was a really different role to see a person play, because it's set in New York, and she's trying to make ends meet, and she starts defrauding people, really, by selling forged letters. But
good forged letters.
Right, great forged letters.
Yeah, really great.
But, like, it's weird to play somebody who's not likable and yet liked by some.
I know. Well, I had the same feeling, because about a quarter of the way into the first time I read the script, I was like, I kind of like her a lot.
What did you like about
her? But then I thought about it, and it literally made me stop reading it for a second, and I was like, well, why? And I couldn't figure out, there's nothing tangible she had done to make me like her. She was difficult. Like, every story about her involves, like, oh, and then Lee was Lee and made it terrible for all of us. And then she'd say something, you know, witty and sarcastic and walk away. And, like, somehow people were, a very small amount of people, but were friends with her. But I don't know. I think it was just the thought of, these are her defense mechanisms, and what does everybody do to kind of protect themselves? And it was not in her best interest. I mean, we had one of our producers, Anne Carey, always tells a story that, you know, she spent 10 years trying to take Lee's memoir, which is the film's based on, to a film, and that she would meet her out for dinner. Lee was always there early, and then it wouldn't be until dinner was over, Lee would get up, walk away really quickly, and then she'd realize that she'd been sitting there for a while, having quite a few drinks, putting it on her bill, and when dinner was over, she was like, bye, and, like, took off, which is terrible, but then you kind of... You're kind of like, it's great. I don't know. I don't know what that says about me, but I'm like, oh, I kind of love
her.
I think
it says that you are a grifter. That's what it says.
Yes.
Deep down inside you, there is a Nigerian prince.
Yes.
That's what it means.
You'll all be getting my letters and emails soon.
But you know what I found interesting in the story? And maybe it was just me. I found myself watching a story about a woman who was working through a really hard time. It's set in New York in the 1990s, and it's really beautifully, like, completely set in New York. And you have this woman who is described by many people as prickly or you know, like, hard, But when you see, like, a lot of male characters play the same kind of thing, people would just be like, oh, driven, or like, you know.
He
like
won't back rugged. Down.
Exactly, he
his,
won't back
his
down.
His convictions.
Right.
And then she was just like, ugh, she's unbearable. I'm like, well, I think there's a, you know, I think that happens all the time.
Right.
I mean, it's almost cliche that it's like so many people still kind of make that reference of like, why would you want to play someone unlikable? I'm like, because we're all unlikable. At times, I mean, everybody, I think all the people you love because of their weird eccentricities and
right.
their quirks and their tics, and we all have them. So to try to play someone without all of those things, I wouldn't know how to do it.
It's a beautifully moving film, and it's great to see you playing
Thank you.
It. I know you're doing more dramatic roles now, and I hope you don't stop comedies, because, I mean, that's where I love you as well. But one thing you've done that I found really impressive is in Hollywood, you have always fought. Like, you fought for yourself, you fought for what you believed in, you fought for what you believe you deserve, and rightfully so. But you were, like, one of the first actors who I saw come out and say, like, hey, I don't care if I'm a woman, I want my money. And you have, though. Unashamedly and deservingly. And you are now one of the top-earning actors in Hollywood because of that. Like, you why was that? I mean, other than the money itself, why was that so important?
I think it's, I mean, I don't know. My husband always says, like, fists of justice. I think if everybody's getting $2 and everybody's getting the same types of parts and everybody's, I don't think that people can't have different things, but I just think if you're doing the same work,
right,
there should be the same, you know, there should be the same work and benefit to everything. Just as I used to read things all the time and just wonder, where's the part? Where's the part? Like, why is the guy so interesting? Why is the guy so flawed and complicated? And then why is the woman just going, John, John, Tom, Sam? These are like, here's like 6 years of auditions for me. Bob, Bill, Tom. And I was like, I'm not skilled enough to just keep saying people's names in a kind of bored, over it fashion.
But you do it really well.
Well,
I'm not gonna lie. I would hire you right now. I'm like, if you were saying, I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna hire you.
This is really just a plug for my new show, John, Jim, and Bill Tom. You'll love it. It's that. That was the whole show, really.
Right, but you've really been all about that. Is like growing the roles. I mean, you're somebody.
You have to ask for what you want.
Right. And you've started creating what you want as well, which I've really appreciated as well, because you're part of creating the movies, writing the movies with your husband.
It's the fun of it.
Right.
For me, it's the fun of it, and the really great thing was that we can work together. I mean, I met my husband, Ben, at the Groundlings Theater in L.A., and we met writing and performing, and that's why I kind of grew to be crazy, kind of. I shouldn't have qualified it with, I kind of like him. I like you a lot, honey. That was the one time I couldn't find the camera. It still seems insincere. No, it's like, you know, that's how we met, and that was like the joy of it and doing it ourselves. Like, I want to be part of all of it. I want the workload from it. I want the fun of it. I want the challenge. I want the nerves. I want everything. I think the whole thing is part of the joy of what, you know, we get to do.
Right. It truly was a joy watching you in this film as well. If somebody goes into the film and they're expecting to see the Melissa McCarthy that they know from everywhere else, and then they see you in this, what's the one thing you'd want them to take away from your character? You know, because there's like you said, there's so many layers to people that we don't know. There's so many shells that people have. What is the one thing you hope people don't miss about your character?
Well, I think I took away quite a bit from Lee, and for me at least, and I hope other people get this, is to like look up and actually see people. I think there's so many people that we pass and that almost become invisible to us, and everybody at some point needs to be seen. Even if it's for a second on the street where you actually can make eye contact with someone,
right,
and that person feels like, I am here, someone saw me, that will snowball, and then they'll look at somebody else. And we tend to all be so concentrated on our phones and devices that I'm not. I'm a dinosaur that, like, I don't email, I don't do any of that, which frustrates many people.
Right. And
but
dinosaurs are always looking at people when you watch the movies, actually.
Really true, guys.
They always
dinosaurs
look at you.
Look up. But since I'm not on my device,
right,
I usually am sitting in a room watching people all do this. And no one's looking at each other. I'm like, oh, my God, you have to connect with people. And Lee made me very much realize like how lonely and isolated she was. And when she meets Jack, played by Richard E. Grant, who's tremendous in the film, they're very unlikely friends, but
right.
they both just needed somebody to see them.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And good luck with Oscar. I'm excited for it. Can You Ever Forgive Me? Can be seen in New York and LA October 19th and opens nationwide in the coming weeks. Melissa McCarthy, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.